Hey guys, welcome to the Provokers Podcast, where we talk about things you probably should too. Today I'm joined by...
I'm John, also known as Even Stevens.
And I am Ethan, also known as Flabs XE Gaming on YouTube.
Yep. Alright, so, due to last week, me and John are dual hosting this, I believe.
Believe?
Really? It's not like we've been talking about this for like the past couple minutes.
It's been a long week, bud.
Sure.
Anyway, so... we start this off with a small talk. How are you boys doing?
Terrible. The world's dying.
Jesus Christ, what's going on, bud?
I'm tempted to believe that I agree with you on
that one. There was a moment in life where I was just looking at the stream like, you know, I could run in this right now, and I could get hit by a car.
Yes.
No, I mean, this week, I don't know, just this entire month, man, it's just been... I mean, well, now that we're in February, so I can't really say that anymore. In fact, not, actually, when this goes out, we're, like, probably at the end of February, so what am I talking about? But yeah. For us currently, it's February 2nd. That sounds about right. So it just became February. But the start of this year, man, not good. It's just been not great. I mean, I worked throughout this week, which was fine, because I actually enjoy my job. For most part, there's parts of it I don't like, but the majority of it I do. And I was getting money, so there's that. But at the same time, I'm in a financial situation, so there's that too. So just a lot of fun stuff, man. Anyone else want to jump in a time machine and go back to high school?
Yeah, me too. Believe me, if I could, I would jump in a time machine back to high school.
Dude, I regret ever complaining about high school. I regret ever complaining. Oh my god.
Dude, now then, I'll have a moment pop in my head where I'm complaining about high school and I'm just thinking, you don't know how fucking easy it was.
Yeah, it was literally just wake up, go to school for 6 hours, maybe more if you're doing extracurricular stuff, go home, play games with the boys, or do what you gotta do, and like you just have a lot more free time, you know? And even back then, I was complaining like, oh, thanks to school, I have no free time to do anything, and I was just like,
those swabs.
Yeah. But I mean, you could be swamped with school if you're being the valedictorian or if you're doing those things, sure. But as someone who was just trying to graduate with a degree, I didn't care about, and I was doing extracurricular stuff too, but outside of like sports, I like was sticking to like main stuff. So like I wasn't swamped or anything, but like it was so easy back then. There was no responsibility outside of, I guess, being in the classroom. BOCES was a blast. I never complained about that, but like still, man.
Yeah. I honestly just look back on how I treated high school and how I was, and I'm just like, damn, I should have been a bit better.
Yeah, and you got to see your friends often. Like, now that we all live so far away from each other, and then we should definitely eventually, once we have money, all three of us have money, or all five of us, actually. When all five of us have enough money, we could have, like, schedule, like, a field trip or something, you know, but, like, right now we don't see each other, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, it's like, when I think about, like, oh, would I want to go back to high school? It's like, it depends on when. Because if you're talking about when I was still living in New York, then I'd be like, yeah, I mean, there's good parts about it that I remember. Like, I remember my friends, and I remember enjoying that part of the aspect of it. I was also depressed, but, you know, what else is different now? It's the same, you know, it doesn't matter. But then if you're talking about late high school, after I moved, I'm like, there's no part of that I went back. Not all of that was bad.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Well, it sounded like you didn't know anybody and no one really wanted to talk to you and stuff, so this sounded like a depressing school.
Well, yeah, there was that, and then immediately COVID struck, and then I was just...
Oh, right. You got... School. That's right. Like, you left, like, right before COVID, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I made absolutely no friends at my new school, and then I was like, well, I guess I'm graduating now.
You even said you didn't go to your graduation because you didn't know anybody, right?
Yeah, I was like, what's the point? Instead, I went to... Pittsburgh with my brothers.
Fair enough. Yeah. High school was... that was a different time. Really wish I could go back to it. I miss it. Anyway, Ethan, you got any headlines, bud?
Well, I tried to, like... I don't know if I counted as a headline. But, like, so, it's kind of, like, impossible to avoid, I guess. It's just, you know, there's that. Well, you know, I'm just gonna go to this one. So I'll do the other one next episode. YouTube has changed their ad thing again. I don't know why they keep changing something that's already fine. So now, before you could get up to like, I think it was up to like 8 or something. It was a weird number. It wasn't 10 because Twitch is 10, I think. It was up to like 8 or something. But you would always get a skip button after at least the first one, or if not the second one. But now they switched it so that the advertisers can actually choose whether their ad is placed first or last. Meaning, let's say, so take Verizon, no disrespect to Verizon, and no disrespect to literally any car company. So any car company and Verizon both don't allow you to skip their ads, which is fine, whatever, you do what you gotta do. But, because of that, they are placing their ads at the beginning, that way you have to see them and you can't just skip the extra 5 ads that YouTube's trying to give you. So now, when you're watching something, you can get a Verizon ad, you can get a car ad, you can get another Verizon ad back to back, it doesn't matter. And so they can just keep piling up, so you have to watch them, and then eventually you might get to one where you can finally skip it, and then you can skip the rest of them too. But it's just getting annoying. I mean, even Moist Critical himself, a while ago said, like, the internet's unusable without ad blocker. As someone who uses ad blocker, I would agree. Because I've turned it off because YouTube's been fighting with Opera GX about the ad blocker. Opera, like, YouTube will find a way to get past their systems, and Opera will find a way to get past their systems, and it's just a back and forth all the time. But there's a couple moments where YouTube does succeed, and they'll get past the Opera GX blockers. And so it'll say, oh, you're using an ad blocker, so you need to disable that or whatever to keep going. So I'll have to disable them, and oh my goodness, it's ad after ad after ad. It's so annoying. But they're changing it again, so now it's going to be probably even more annoying, especially with the ads that don't allow you to skip their ads. So, but yeah.
Well, that's just great. As someone who frequently gets a lot of ads that you can't skip, that's just awesome.
Yep. It's not like they increase the amount of ads, but they still are being stupid about it.
Yeah, it's never a crazy amount of ads. It's mainly just, I'll get like 3 back-to-back that I can't skip up into like the 4th one, and I'm like, finally. Hey, alright, do you got a creator showcase by chance?
Do I have a creator showcase?
Yes.
Did you just ask if I have a creator showcase?
Yes. Did you just interrupt me twice while I was trying to ask if you had to create a showcase?
I sure did. What are you going to do about it?
I'll take a point away.
It won't matter. It's a coin flip anyway.
Yeah, good point.
Anyway, so I don't have a creator showcase.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
That's why I was still going with the, are you asking if I was hoping to do like that one SpongeBob meme where they just go back and forth for like 20 times and then I forgot what they were talking about, but eventually when I was like, no, I don't have anything. It's just like, okay, what was the point of you asking that question then?
Yeah. I knew what you were going for. It's just been a while since I've seen that.
I mean, it's almost like it's a 27-year-old show.
God, I feel old now. Anyway, today's topic is... Your opinion's not valid, even though you're a host.
Your opinion's not valid, even though you're a host? Wow.
Anyway, with that, we are doing Celebrity Kiss, Marry, Kill. Essentially, well, you can figure out what it is. It's really not that fucking hard.
I was going to say, that won't be the title of the video, or the title of the video, my goodness. That won't be the title of the episode, because it's a terrible title. So, again, similar to other episodes, the title might not have been super clear as to what's going on. The description would have been, but the title itself might not have been. Because I usually try to come up with a creative title that's eye-catching and stuff like that. And Celebrity Kiss, Marry, Kill is a terrible name, so we're not going to be doing that.
Either way, yeah, that's what we're doing today. So, Ethan, I believe you have people and people celebrities for this.
You're bad at this.
Week.
The way we're going to start this episode is, if you guys have listened to the I believe it's called Crushing on the Stars episode, and that episode was right after a Serious Topic episode, and we were talking about our celebrity crushes, both past and maybe present. And I thought it'd be a good idea to start with some of the people that we personally talked about in that episode, to kind of make it harder that way, because you actually know and care about those people, at least to an extent. So we're going to be pitting them against each other. So I have, because I could remember easily the people I talked about, I have 6 for myself, and John and Noah both have 3, unless they can remember more people, because I'm not going to be looking through the transcript this entire episode and trying to find people they were talking about. So who, since you're both the host, it's a 50-50, who wants to go first?
I mean, I'm going to go first if John wants to let me go first.
Yeah, you know, let's hear the old ladies.
They're not, I mean, some of these are not. I mean, one of them I think is like 30 or whatever. Anyway, so Noah, you have Zoe, which is the person that plays Gamora, whatever her full name is, Jennifer Aniston, okay. And then Brittany Palmer.
All right. So, gonna marry Zoe. Gonna kill. What's the last one?
Brittany Palmer.
Gonna kill Brittany Palmer.
Okay.
And I'll kiss the last one.
So you're kissing Jennifer Aniston, you're marrying Zoe Gamora, and you're killing Brittany Palmer.
Yep.
I see, okay. Any particular reason or anything, or, you know, you just...
It was just the order of operations in my head.
Good thing you're a host, because you would have got, like, 0 points for that. If I was the host.
Yeah.
That would be way points for
imagine if you were hosting this, I'd be fucked.
Well, you'd be even more screwed if John was the one hosting it.
True. But hey, I can actually curse this time.
Be careful with that, no. I'll just mute you myself. Manually mute.
I'll still be careful with it. I can just curse now and not lose points for it.
I mean,
yeah, but you should.
Okay, John, you're up next, buddy. So you got Karen Gillian, who's the person that plays Nebula, in case people are curious. We got Danny DeVito, and we got Haley Steinfeld.
Well, I'm sad to say, you know, Danny DeVito, he's gotta go. I'd say, you know, yeah, I'm real torn up about this, but
okay.
I don't see it working out between us, you know.
I don't see it working out.
let's see, I would say, kiss, this is a hard one, I guess I'll go Karen Gillan and maybe Haley Steinfeld.
Interesting. Okay, so just to confirm, you're killing Danny DeVito. Oh, what a tragedy. You're kissing Karen Gillian, and you're marrying Haley Steinfeld.
Yep, that's the one.
Okay. Poor Danny DeVito.
Excellent chat for Danny DeVito. He really didn't deserve it. Okay, all right. So I'll just start with the first three people that I have on my list. So I have Ryan Reynolds that was one of the Joker answers, by the way. So was Danny DeVito for John. I have Miranda Cosgrove, who's the person that plays Carly and iCarly. And then I have Jenna Ortega. Well, you know, I feel like killing Ryan is a crime in all 50 states. So, you know, I don't know if that's a possibility to do it, but I might have to.
No, you should marry him.
I think the easy answer is I'm marrying Jenna. I guess that's the easy one. I don't really like. I mean, I liked her back then. I don't currently, so I don't. I'm not a big fan of Miranda Cosgrove now. So killing her wouldn't be a problem. But then again, I have to live with the fact. I don't know. This one's a toughie. It, you know, when it says kiss, it doesn't mean on the lips, does it? You know, I could kiss him on the hand. Or, you know, like there's other methods to do it. You know what I mean? So, you know, I'm gonna go with that.
Okay.
No reason.
So, you're kissing Ryan Reynolds, marrying Jenna Ortega, and killing whoever was left.
Miranda Cosgrove, you're bad at this. It's only three people you have to remember, man. Come on now.
Yeah, you got two out of three, I think.
Big number.
It's a big number!
I can only count to four, so, yeah.
I can only count to 100. Five, but I'm still better than you.
Anyway, so unless you guys can come up with three more people that you guys said in that episode, that's all I got for you two.
I have no fucking idea who I said in that episode.
All right, so now you have to delegate someone to give you three celebrities.
All right, John.
I'm gonna give you, I was hoping I would be on the hot seat because I can't think.
Too bad.
Let's see. We'll give you. Is it Sydney Sweeney?
Sydney Sweeney.
We'll give you. I'll make it tough for you. We'll give you Daniel Radcliffe and Rupert Grint. You know.
Wait, who, and what?
Sydney Sweeney, Daniel
Radcliffe, Harry and Ron from Harry Potter.
Can you say their names again?
Daniel Radcliffe and
Rupert Grint. I didn't hear the Radcliffe part.
Yeah, I heard Daniel Radcliffe. I didn't hear the other person after that.
Okay, so he's got Sydney Sweeney, Daniel Radcliffe, and the other guy.
Yep.
Jesus Christ, that is a little tougher than I'd like.
Well, it's almost like there's two men on here.
Hey, it's not my problem.
I don't even know who the fuck Sydney Sweeney is, so I gotta
you,
look that
I,
up.
No, I think about it. No, that was, I'm pretty sure, one of the people you said. Now that I remember her name, I'm pretty sure that was someone you said.
I swear to God, I didn't
ever. Or John said it, but it's one of you said it.
I feel like John probably. Oh, she's actually kind of cute.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was you that said it.
Alright,
Well, I think we know who he's marrying. That's the obvious choice, but who are you kissing? who are you smooching on the lips?
I guess I'll give Daniel Radcliffe a kiss and kill the other guy.
Alright, well.
Because, like Ethan, it doesn't specify where I have to kiss him, but I just...
No, I just specified. Yeah, who are you kissing on... who are you smooching on the lips, you know what I mean?
Oh, fuck.
French kiss style.
He did, like...
Oh, wow, that's even cool. I think it's fine as long as I go no homo, right?
Yeah, that's how that works. Yeah, it's just like that. That's just a prank, bro. It's the same effect. Completely negates whatever you just did.
Like when you kill Elizabeth Grant, you just like, it's just a prank. You know?
It's just a prank, like, bro. And he's like going up to him and he's like, you got me.
You see this gun? It's just a prop.
Okay, so now John, you have to pick someone to delegate three people for you.
After what I've said to Noah, I'm gonna go with you, Ethan. I feel like Noah's
I got three people in mind, so I got what's her face? Kylie Jenner. Let's go with let's go with Ellen DeGeneres, whatever her face is. And then let's go with Kim Kardashian. Have fun, bud. you got Kylie Jenner, Kim Kardashian, and Ellen DeGeneres. At least they're all women, but, like, good luck.
I think we're going to kill Kim Kardashian.
Okay. Really?
I care at least about them.
Okay.
We're going to go with... You know what? We're going to kiss Kylie Jenner and then marry Ellen because she's pretty successful, you know? She's about to
be... Really?
Oh. John, interesting. No.
I mean, she's like 86, but you know, if you're at least you're being honest, you're marrying her for the money.
Then I get included in the will, and then I get money, so I'm set for life.
All right.
John, you just married the worst person on the planet.
Okay, all right. As for me, I still got three more people that are listed in the other episode. So I got Emma Watson, who plays what's her face? I forgot her in-character name. I got Elizabeth Olsen, who plays Scarlet Witch, and then I got Sabrina Carpenter, who doesn't play anything, but she's Sabrina Carpenter. Which I'm going to bring this up for the sake of this, because it's hilarious. So we've talked about Duncan all the time. There's literally an episode called American Runs on Duncan, because literally that was the joke of the episode, was we were intruding Duncan into every possible nook and cranny we could.
Pretty much.
And it's been like, it's lived on Duncan, like, that wasn't just a joke episode. Duncan is legitimately one of my favorite coffee shops, because Starbucks, garbage. Tim's is pretty okay, but they're inconsistent to me sometimes. So Duncan, by a mile, is probably my favorite coffee shop. And they have, like, really good breakfast sandwiches and all that good stuff. Duncan, sponsor us, please. But have you seen the ads of Sabrina's drink for Duncan ads?
Yeah.
It's like, how did they allow that? How did they allow that to be said on television? Now, mind you, I love it because, like, I love when ads try and, like when ads swear or when ads are, like, are talking dirty and, like, all that stuff. Because there was an ad for, like, it was like a cleaning service or something. They're like, you see that on the wall? You gotta get rid of it. And it's just like, that's how the ad started. I'm like, you know what? Just cause you started like that, I'm gonna watch your ad. Like, that's how you get people to watch your ad, is you either be funny, you swear, or you be dirty. Those are the three ways you can get people to watch your ads. And the way Duncan did it is, so, I think it's called a shaken espresso is the actual name that they're calling it. But in the ad, she keeps saying, I love to shake that S. S as in E-S-S, but it sounds a lot like the other word, and they even, one of the ads even says that, where she's like, oh, shake that S sounds a lot like shake that S, and then it cuts her off, and it's like, that's genius. I haven't had the drink yet, because Duncan is actually not the closest to me. There's actually a difference, there's a Tim's that's closer to us, But it's like, that is so funny. That's a great end. Anyway, I just wanted to mention that.
I'm going to go get some Dunkin' after this episode.
If I could, I would. Yeah, you want to shake that S, John?
Yeah.
Let's just all take a boys' trip to the Dunkin', and we'll all shake that S together.
I don't want to shake
that S. Anyway, moving on. Back to the actual topic at hand. We got Emma Watson, Sabrina, and then Elizabeth. That's a tough one. I'll kill Emma because she's the one I care the least about.
Damn.
They both got money is the thing. Like, you know, money-wise, they're both pretty well off. Sabrina's a lot hotter, though, and also she's younger, so I'm going to go marrying Sabrina, and I'll... And you know what? Actually, this works, because Elizabeth Olsen's already married, and she's a mom. So, respectfully, I don't need to marry you. And, so there's that. Sabrina is not married, so we're good. We're good. All good. All good in the hood.
All good in the hood.
All right, Noah, well, you're back in the hot seat, so who are you going to delegate to give you people?
Ooh... I don't want to say John, because he gave me men last time, so how about you, Ethan?
Two men. I'll give you Jennifer Lopez, Lady Gaga, and Angelina Jolie.
Okay. That's better than what you did, John. Alright. Alright, so, first things first, I would, could you say him again? I've kind of forgotten.
Are you serious? You're the bane of my existence. Angelina Jolie, Jennifer Lopez, and Lady Gaga.
Alright, so I'd kiss Jennifer Lopez, kill Lady Gaga, and marry Angelina Jolie.
Interesting.
What did Lady Gaga have to do to you?
I was going to say, any particular reason?
No.
Alright.
Yeah, this is just where I was the sole host. I'm just like,
John, if you let me delegate people to you, I'm gonna give you nothing but men. Be careful, bitch.
Wow. Ethan, you got some names for me?
Let's go with Miley Cyrus, Beyonce, and what's her name? Celine Dion. So Miley Cyrus, Beyonce, and Celine Dion.
Well, I know very little about all three of these people.
Well, Celine Dion and Miley Cyrus are singers. They're all singers. So Miley Cyrus is a singer, Beyonce is a singer, and Celine Dion's a singer.
We gotta marry Celine Dion.
Okay.
Kiss Beyonce and kill the final one remaining.
Okay, wait. So we're running back again. So you're killing who? So you're marrying Celine Dion.
Yes.
Who are you kissing then?
Yes.
Okay, so you're killing Miley Cyrus then.
Yeah.
Okay. Damn.
Man, I guess the wrecking ball is not doing it for him. You know, it's just not doing it for him. I guess.
Man, Danny DeVito didn't get it. Miley Cyrus didn't get it.
Well, I feel like those are two very different reasons why they didn't get involved. Okay, is it back to me already? I'm confused.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right, I'll give, because I'm out of people, I can't remember anyone else that I said on the thing. Eventually, we're probably just going to have to start mix and matching again. So, like, we can do repeats and we can make it like an All-Stars thing to make it even harder. So we'll do that later towards the end of the episode, though. I trust John a bit more with his judgment.
Okay. You shouldn't. He'll give you men.
No, just, you know.
Rick.
Okay, let's see here. We're gonna go with Scarlett Johansson.
Okay.
We'll go with. It's really difficult to think of celebrities when I really don't care about celebrities.
Well, you don't have to care about them, but you should at least know their name.
Yeah,
I guess that's fair. Alright. So, we're gonna go with somebody after that.
Jesus Christ.
Look him up if you have to, man. Come on.
John, even I can name off a couple if you need.
You know, I don't trust you, because you're going to be like, let's have an 80-year-old woman.
Let's have a person that's already dead.
None of them are over 80.
We're going to go with, like I said, Scarlett Johansson, Sandra Bullock, and Emma Stone.
The heck is the second one?
Sandra Bullock?
So Scarlett Johansson, Sandra Bullock, whoever that is, and then who is Emma Stone?
Emma Stone, yeah.
Okay, yeah, Emma Stone and Emma Watson are confused in the Celebrity Crush episode. So apparently I don't know who... I know who Emma Watson is. I don't know who Emma Stone is. That's the confusion. They didn't know who they were. Yeah. Let me just quickly... Because I don't know who Sandra Bullock is.
I don't either, bud.
American action film producer? Is she 60? Okay, you're dying. I'm sorry. You have to go. You're basically on the verge of death anyway. You're fine.
I'll help you.
I'm sorry, but you gotta go.
He's basically on the verge of death anyway.
Jesus Christ.
What a thing to say.
It's fine.
Me him.
And then Emma Stone. Please tell me you're not 60.
She's not 60.
36. Okay, a little bit better.
Yeah.
Okay. Who? I know. I obviously know who Scarlett is, but I don't know if, how old is she? She's got to be 36 as well, or something like that, right?
I think so.
Let me check.
John, where the fuck did you come up?
Oh, she's 40. So, yeah,
really? Okay. Alright, I guess I'll... What was she? Oh, does she play Gwen?
Oh, yeah, in the...
That's why I recognize her when I saw the picture they're showing me. I recognize her, okay. Well, you know, on a money principle, I think Scarlett has a bit more money. But then again, Emma Stone's way hotter, so we'll go Emma Stone, Mary. we'll smooch Scarlett. How about that?
Hey, fair enough. And they're killing Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, you know what? It's fine.
That's fair. She's been here 16 years. We don't need her.
See, I feel like that's way worse than what I said. I was slightly joking. About what I said, but Jesus Christ,
I was joking too.
Sure, bud. Sure.
Right. I mean, maybe he was. Because, you know, he like we said, he had on his celebrity crush one like an 80-year-old woman. So
that's true. Yeah, it's true.
John, I joke about sending pipe bombs to your house. Of course, I'm joking.
All right, no, nose back in the hot seat. So now, who are you delegating to give you people?
Well, I trust you, Ethan, more than John.
Alright, I see what's going on here.
Don't pick me men and I'm happy.
Let's break this trust, shall we? Let's go with Chris Pratt, a.k.a. Mario. Let's go with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold, you know who he is.
No,
and then we'll give you one female. I mean, you gotta put it in there somewhere.
Oh my god.
Who else? What are the other Kardashian people? I don't freaking know them. You know, Chris Pratt, yep, Arnold, and then, who else? You know, Taylor Swift. There you go. Have fun.
Okay. Well, I'm killing Chris Pratt.
All right, immediately.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
So, who are you smooching and who are you marrying between Arnold and Taylor Swift?
Arnold Schwarzenegger was a governor at one point.
What does that have to do with anything?
He has more money.
Oh, I see. Yeah, actually, I don't know about that. I don't know about that one.
I feel like Arnold Schwarzenegger has more money than Taylor Swift.
They're both pretty rich.
I'm checking this because I'm honestly curious.
Me too. I feel like Arnold Schwarzenegger has to have more.
What's his net? Well, net worth isn't always accurate. That's the problem.
True.
Holy sh! All right, well maybe they are close. Let me check Taylor. What? He's pretty high. I mean, again, this doesn't 100% mean it's true because net worth is often wrong. Like, there's a YouTuber that had like 100,000 subscribers, which is a lot. Don't get me wrong. But Google said their net worth was like 100 million. It's like, no, and they even confirmed that. They're like, I wish it was that, but it's not. Oh, Taylor's way higher. Okay, yeah, Taylor gets... It's because of all her freaking money she gets. All her different revenue streams, whereas Arnold has, like, probably, yeah. like, fifth... Like, he has a lot, probably, from different, like, retail stuff and, like, investments, but in terms of, like, income streams, Taylor has, like, a lot more. So that does make sense to me.
And I think he's, like, kind of retired, though, yeah.
He is, yeah.
Wait, okay, I just figured this out. Schwarzenegger has a family, so I'll kiss him and marry Taylor.
All right, I would judge your choices, but we'll see. All right, so John, you're back in the hot seat, man. So who are you delegating?
I trust neither of you.
Pick me.
You got to pick someone.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to not
give me a
accept Noah's input.
All right, Noah, give him three people.
I've been waiting.
It's gonna be like three really old men.
Like, well, they're so old. All right, so John, you're getting Sylvester Stallone. I've got to Google the other people. Give me a second.
Oh my god.
No, that's not what I meant. Son of a whore. That's not what I need at all.
Google is betraying us.
Okay, I'm not even the one saying this. Is Google saying this, by the way? So when I under Sandra Bullock thing, it's an all-time actress who was considered very famous. It's like they're acting as if she's dead already. Who was considered famous? That's hilarious.
He says, "Who knows?"
What the hell?
Okay, so John, you have Sylvester Stallone, Bryan Cranston, who plays Walter White. And you did this to yourself, Daniel Radcliffe.
Okay, well, Daniel Radcliffe...
he's the youngest out of those three, right?
He's the youngest out of all of them.
Have fun, bitch.
So, like, you know, we'll kill Sylvester Stallone.
You motherfucker.
Damn.
Yeah. Walter White, he's got a lot of money.
And both fictionally and correct.
we're gonna marry Bryan Cranston and his Daniel, you know, just give him like a smooch on the cheek, you know.
Okay.
We'll just wait for Bryan Cranston to die, and then I get all his money.
Makes sense. Alright, I'm back in the hot seat, and, you know, similar to John, I don't know if I trust either of you, but I'll go with John again.
Okay. We're gonna go with Natalie Portman.
Okay.
We're gonna go with Julia Roberts. So I'm pretty sure she's kind of older at this point, but, you know, who cares? and have we mentioned Angelina Jolie before? We could do it. Okay?
I gave her to you, I think.
Mm-hmm. I was given Angelina Jolie at one point.
Well, I mean, usually like three times then, because I swear I gave it to John earlier.
Huh.
Well, we're gonna go. Yeah, we all
okay. I know the name Natalie Portman. I don't recognize what she would be in.
Yeah, she's in Thor. She plays Jane Foster.
Oh, yeah. Well, that makes a lot of sense. All right. She's also in Star Wars.
Yeah, she's Padme in Star Wars.
No strings attached. Interesting. Okay. Yeah, so that makes sense. Julia Roberts. I don't know anything. 57. Oh God.
Jesus.
I do. She's a bit older than that.
Well, I'm sorry, but you got to go. You're a little too old for me. Thank you. And then Angelina Jolie, I've already looked her up because I saw her earlier. I guess we'll smooch Angelina and we'll marry Natalie, I guess. In terms of, that's not even in terms of money, that's just in terms of, like, how attractive they are to me, so we'll just go with that. Alright, Noah, you're back in the hot seat, so who are you delegating?
Fuck, I don't trust either of you.
Well, you made an enemy out of John, because you just gave him three men, so we'll see what he does. We'll see what he does.
I'm going Ethan.
On me? That might be a mistake, too. Let's see.
I should have trusted.
Alright, hang on. I have a brilliant idea if this works. Hang on. Let me just make sure.
Oh, God.
Let me just make sure they're considered a celebrity and not, like, if they are something else.
Don't give me a porn star.
That's not what I was going for. No. Okay. We're going, hang on. Okay, we're going to go Justin Bieber. Dwayne Fuck. The Rock Johnson and Fuck. Donald Trump.
Jesus Christ.
Have fun with that, bud. So just to remind everybody, we got Justin Bieber, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and Donald Trump. Have fun.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
If you choose to kill Donald Trump, you have to succeed.
Wow! I thought you were gonna say if you kill him, like the IRS is coming at your door.
I know that's probably what it was in Canada as much.
You know what I mean? The Secret Service, whoever does that.
Alright, I'd kill Justin Bieber.
Really? Okay.
Actually, I really want to take that back now.
Nope, you already said it. Locked in.
Fuck. Well, I guess I'm switching the Rock and then marrying Donald Trump.
Okay, I mean, hey, you know what? He's a billionaire, right?
He's the president, fuck it.
But if you ask me, right, you could kiss him and then he would pay you off to keep quiet about it.
I don't think that's how that works. All right, so John's back in the hot seat. So John, who are you picking?
Julie, don't pick.
Who's the lesser of two evils here?
I'll go with Ethan. Noah has been real helpful. So
I gave you all men last time because you're a bastard.
Wow. I'm trying to think of like more female celebrities here. Let's go with Selena Gomez, Ariana Grande, and Megan Fox. Let's go with those people.
Okay.
Damn, he gets that, and I got what I got.
Yeah.
You gotta do, man.
No.
I'm gonna go with. Did you say Selena Gomez?
Selena Gomez, Ariana Grande, and Megan Fox.
Yeah, Megan Fox. Okay, we're gonna go. We'll kill Ariana Grande.
Interesting.
You gotta do it.
Interesting.
And then we're gonna kiss Selena Gomez, maybe Megan Fox.
Okay, I see it. Interesting, yeah. Interesting kill choice. My answer for that would have been marry Selena because she's one of the very few celebrities that are actually not fake baloney. Like they actually care about the people they're talking to and like that kind of thing. But if you're after the money, then Megan Fox, you know. Anyway. Alright, well, I don't trust Noah after what I just did to him, so John, go ahead, man.
You shouldn't.
Okay. Well, I'm tempted to pull Noah, but I think I will refrain.
Refrain?
It's fun.
But, you know, we've said so many people.
There's a lot of celebrities out there.
That is true. I'm trying to think, who plays... Because I have an interesting... There's a meme I've seen, so I'm going to base it off of that meme. But I don't recall two of the characters.
Is it the three Spider-Man meme?
You know what? We're going to go with that one.
God damn it.
Tom Holland, Andrew Garfield, and Tobey Maguire.
All right. Tobey Maguire, I'm sorry, bud. You're hilarious, but you got it. No, you know what? No, I can't do that. He's too funny. That's the problem. Is like, Tom is the youngest. Andrew's the sweetest. Like he's a golden retriever basically. And then Toby's like super hilarious. Like literally any video that I watch or like I was recently watching. I think it's called Bully Maguire in Infinity War or something. And it's just like, what was it? I think it was Captain America that was trying to attack him, and he's like, I'm going to put some dirt in your eye. It's just like hilarious. I don't know, man. I think just based on age, though, he's got to go, unfortunately. I'll smooch Andrew. You know, he's sweet, so we'll go with that one. And then I'll marry Tom for the money.
Fair enough. Yeah, okay. I think that's a very fair ranking.
No.
All right, Noah, your turn again, buddy. Who do you trust the most?
Who do you just trust the least?
Oh no, I made it John into an enemy. I've trusted Ethan, and he's given me just men.
You don't know, I will say that John refrained from giving it to me. That doesn't mean he'll refrain from doing it to you.
I know. And I know this is a bad idea, but John, go for it.
Do it. Okay. Do the prophecy.
Do it, bitch.
Why are you telling him to do it?
I don't know.
Again, you know what am I going to do? I have an idea.
Do it.
I typed something in, and the second one down. is an interesting option that it had. But okay, we're gonna go with Jack Nicholson.
Fuck.
Robert De Niro.
And fuck.
Who plays what's his name?
Who plays who?
You'll see.
Let's go with Richard Harris.
Okay, so I've been given who?
Richard Harris and Robert De Niro and Jack Nicholson.
I just want to kill them and then kill you.
Wow, can't do that, though. You have to smooch.
Fuck. Okay, well, Robert...
Is the one I listed even so alive? That might not be the dagger. You have a dead guy.
Oh, great. So a corpse and two other people.
Yep. This is why you shouldn't have trusted John.
So, Robert De Niro is good near knowing you, but you're dead now.
Is Robert De Niro dead too?
Jesus Christ, how many dead
you
people?
You both know dead people?
How many people did you give me that are dead?
You have to re-kill them if you choose
to. You have to bring them alive just to kill them again.
Oh, so I better go become a sorcerer just to kill them again.
Yes.
Let me go throw some spells on them.
They get up out of the grave like, ooh, I'm alive. I can't believe it. He's like, well, about that.
Well, it's not that. It feels like pulling his trigger.
No,
weird.
Robert De Niro is still alive.
Okay. So, Robert De Niro, it's nice knowing you, but you're dead now.
Yeah,
that stays the same. God, I guess I'm marrying Jack Nicholson and smooching whoever's left.
So you're
right.
Smooching the corpse.
You're smooching
sure.
The corpse. Okay. Great. All right. Great. John, you're back in the hot seat, man.
Pick me, I dare you.
Oh, man, after that one, I think that was
pick
fair.
Me, I dare you.
I think I'm afraid.
I have to think about that. Dare you. Ethan, what do you got for me?
All right. Let's go with... hang on, let's see, hang on, give me just a moment. Let's go with,
Get him!
Trying to remember, like, their names and stuff.
Get him!
You be going over there. You know what? Have we done her yet? I don't know if we've done her yet. Okay, let's see, and it doesn't matter if we've done her or not. Jennifer Lawrence. Let's go with, Channing Tatum and Johnny Depp.
Fuck yes, thank you, Ethan.
I gave you one female, you got it, it's fine. You know, it's not all men.
Ha ha.
See, how much Channing Tatum was?
He looks up his network.
Hey, look, if you want money, you go Johnny Depp.
Yeah, I was gonna say, Johnny Depp probably has a lot more money.
Johnny Depp is all, yeah, you know, I was just saying, like, who would be the best option there? You know, I can't kill Johnny Depp. He's too funny, you know. So I'm going to have to give it to Channing Tatum because I don't actually care about him.
So that means so you're kissing Jennifer Lawrence? Or are you marrying Jennifer Lawrence?
I marry Jennifer Lawrence and give Johnny Depp just a little peck on the cheek, you know.
All right. I hate both of these choices.
Please
gonna,
pick me.
Also, by the way, we're approaching the end of the episode, so what we're going to start doing is we're going to be mixing matching. So it doesn't matter if we've already said them. What I would recommend, though, is for this last section of the episode, is try to make it as hard as possible. So pick people that you know they like, or at least like a little bit, and then pair them with people that that you also know they like. That way it kind of makes it really hard.
If you want a really good one, I have a really good one.
Is it three men, though? Three men, isn't it?
It is, but I think it's a pretty hard one.
I don't trust you.
Come on.
You literally just admitted that you're going to give me three men. Why would I pick you?
But they're not old. And I know there are three people.
Oh, yeah, well, if they're not old, then I'm definitely going to go for you. What was this? Just purely because Noah's already ready with his, and I feel like John will take a little bit, we'll go with Noah.
Okay. Keanu Reeves.
Smooch.
Okay, right. No, Hugh Jackman.
But is it Hugh Jackman is the second one, or replacing
Hugh Jackman is my second one.
Okay.
Jesus, John, get it together.
Right.
What's my third one?
The third one is Ryan Reynolds.
I really, you know, I feel like I just want to smooch all of them. I think that's kind of just the game.
You can only smooch one.
Damn it.
Yeah, kill one of them.
Damn it. We'll kill Hugh Jackman. I like him the least out of the three, I guess, but even still.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll marry Ryan for the money. There you go. I'll get a penthouse in Vegas. We'll be all good.
Yeah.
All right, Noah, you're back in the hot seat.
Shit. Which of you do I trust? Neither.
Gotta pick someone, Noah. Gotta pick somebody.
John gave me a dead person last time, so that's good, true. Ethan.
Okay, my first one is Gordon Ramsay. Then we'll go... who else? We'll go Shaquille O'Neal. Let's go with him. And then we'll go with... I wish I remembered her name. Okay, so we got... Oh, Margot Robbie. That's her name. That's right.
Margot Robbie?
She played Barbie in other roles and stuff like that.
Okay. So I've got Gordon Ramsay.
Shaquille O'Neal, or Shaq, however you want to say it, and then Margot Robbie.
Oh, no.
I'm very curious to hear your kill choice here, because that's what's going to be the most interesting to me.
Okay, so since I'm for the first time hearing of this person... I'm killing Margot Robbie.
You've heard of Margot Robbie.
You're just an idiot.
Well, here's the thing, John. It's either a giant or a British guy who could cook really good.
What? I don't understand. Okay, whatever. So you're killing Margot Robbie, so who are you smooching and who are you marrying then?
I'm marrying Ramsay and smooching Shaq. Jesus.
Can you even reach Shaq?
Provide good news.
I don't know. I'd probably have to jump.
That'd be really sad and awkward. All right, John. Yeah. We're back to you, man.
After buddy, giving you a corpse for one of them, I'm not gonna pick him.
Buddy.
Okay. Let's go with George Clooney, Robert Downey Jr., and let's give you Natalie Portman.
Well, that's obvious who I'm marrying, Natalie Portman.
Yeah. Well, who are you smooching, though, John?
Who am I smooching?
French kiss style, might I add.
Okay, so that's the just to recap, you've got who again?
George Clooney, Robert Downey Jr., the two men.
Clooney, yes. I couldn't remember the first one, George Clooney. We're gonna kill George Clooney and kiss Robert Downey Jr. You know, you got.
No, that's fair. That's fair. All right. I'll go John because I went Noah last time.
Fair enough.
Okay. Yeah, we're gonna go with Jenna Ortega.
Okay.
We're gonna go with Scarlett Johansson.
Okay.
We're gonna go with.
Jesus, Grandpa.
What did you say?
I said, Jesus Christ, Grandpa.
It came out of absolutely nowhere.
Emma Watson for the third one.
Emma Watson again? Okay, so I've missed... Is Jenna Ortega, who was the second one? Scarlett Johansson? Okay. Who has the most money?
Who has the most
money? I think Scarlett would.
That would make sense.
Because Marvel is ridiculous, and she gets royalties. I'm pretty sure on the movie every time someone watches, so that's she's just raking in money. I don't know, man. I think I'm sticking with Mary and Jenna out of the three of those people. And we'll smooch. I'll kill Emma because I don't really care about her that much. So we'll go her, and then we'll smooch Scarlett, I guess.
All right,
Noah, back to you, man.
Fuck. I don't trust either of you.
Why should you?
Well, you gave me a corpse, so I have a reason to not trust
you. I gave you Gordon Ramsay, though, man. Come on now.
Like you said, if you marry him, then you get some good meals out of it. So.
Yeah, I get good food, good money. It's all good.
Though he was wrong to say kill Margo.
He was wrong. I like how there's a wrong answer to that.
Don't believe you, don't care, Ethan, go for it.
Alright, you're gonna get Chris Rock, You're gonna get you're gonna get Tom Cruise and you're gonna get Jim Carrey.
Oh no, two of these guys I actually really like.
I know, that's why I said them, so let's we gotta make it super hard now. We gotta make it hard decisions.
Chris Rock and Jim Carrey? Oh god. But if you had thrown Samuel L. Jackson in this, it would have been way harder.
Alright, Samuel L. Jackson, I'm replacing with the other guy.
Fuck.
You asked for it.
I look so bad either way I go.
The FBI is actively coming after Noah as we speak.
Chris Rock, love him. Jim Carrey, love him.
I can literally hear the. I can hear what sounds like an ambulance. Either you're dying or you're being arrested. One of the two is going on.
The person he's killed, dude. That's what the ambulance.
You know? Oh yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, they're coming to. I don't know. So, fuck. I don't want to kill any of them.
So you got Chris Rock, Jim Carrey, and Samuel L. Jackson. Have fun.
You
gotta kill one of them. You gotta kill one of them. You gotta French kiss the other. You gotta marry one of them.
I'm sorry, Chris Rock. It's been good knowing you.
Damn. All right. So you got Jim Carrey and Samuel L. Jackson left. Who are you smooching?
Shit. Who has more money?
Probably. Actually, I don't know. Jackson probably does because he was in a lot of Marvel projects. Like not just like 4 to 5 movies. He was in like almost every movie. So in some regard, like he wasn't a main character or anything usually, but he was in a lot, and he did Secret Wars on Disney Plus, so he's probably got a lot more money.
He's Star Wars, yeah. So he's
got Jim Carrey. Like while I respect him as an actor 100%, I just think he's in less stuff. He might have a lot of investable assets that we don't know about, but
yeah.
All right, so I'm smooching Jim Carrey. I'm marrying Samuel L. Jackson.
All right, that's fair.
That's not a sentence I thought I would say today.
All right, John, we're doing you again.
That's a sound, right?
If you made that sound any other different than where you're up next, then you need to see a doctor immediately. You need medical attention.
Yeah, you need medical attention. I'll get out of here. Ethan, you got me.
Okay, we'll go... We're going to give you... Oh, what's your name? And we're going to give you Emma Watson. Margot Robbie, and Ryan Reynolds.
Oh man, all I gotta do is I was like, okay, you know, I'm prepped to kill the third one.
Exactly, that's what I had to do. Remember, you said killing Margot Robbie was wrong for Noah. Killing Ryan Reynolds is 100% wrong. So you gotta make sure that you're aware of that one.
So, yeah.
Emma Watson, you know, I liked her in Harry Potter. I haven't seen her in anything else. I know she played Belle in Beast, but I haven't seen that. So, you know, sadly to go. So she's dead. And then, maybe Margot Robbie, because, like, who wouldn't?
Alright. Alright, back to me, and I'll go John.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Let's see.
He only gave a corpse to you. That's why I'm trusting him a bit more than you.
I wouldn't give you a corpse.
Did you say I'm going to give you a corpse?
He said he wouldn't said give I me.
Wouldn't. Oh, okay. And I was talking to be like, I'll give you a corpse.
He'll mail it to you.
John, I would give you several corpses.
Wow. But John, what do you got? Make it a toughie.
We'll add Ryan Reynolds
there. It's okay.
We'll add in Cena Carpenter.
Damn it.
And then we're gonna go with Taylor Swift.
So killing and get her out of here. Get her out of here. I was like, okay. And like just like John's last one, I'm like, alright, whoever this third one has gotta die. He just gotta go. And I'm like, I was like worried. I'm like, who could he say that would make me reconsider that choice? But I'm like, you said Taylor Swift, get her out of here. I could give two less craps. So you're gone. And then who am I smooching is the question. I actually don't know who would have more money, because Sabrina's all... She used to not be that popular for... I don't know, whatever reason that was. No, I don't care about her height.
It's like, no, I only care about money.
I mean, she's 5 foot, apparently. Hang on. I don't trust net worth all the time, though, but I'll look it up curiously. Oh, this is that's just from the espresso tour? Holy crap. My goodness. Okay. Ryan, what are you doing, bud?
He owns a company, so like I feel like he's got
it. He owns part of Mint Mobile. I don't think he owns it 100%.
That makes sense, yeah. A lot of companies like that, it's not just one.
But his net worth is going to be in conjunction with his wife, though. Because she owns something, too, doesn't she?
So it's like a three-way marriage in that situation, you know?
Yeah, okay. Based on just what the number I'm looking at, he has a lot more money. But he's also a guy. So, well, I'll stick with my guns and what I said before. I'll marry Sabrina and give Ryan the good old smooch, you know.
Yeah.
If you had said anything else but Taylor Swift, I would have been like, oh, this is kind of difficult. And then you said her, I'm like, get her out of here.
Fair enough.
Say it.
So, all right. Last one, gentlemen. Never mind. We're out of time, so we got to end it there. I thought we were only at 56 minutes. All right.
I got a die here for us to roll to see if we can.
A die? That's a six-sided die?
Oh, yeah, but I mean, if it's like one or two, it's one of us. Two or three, it's something. And then it's four, five, and six.
I feel like we just do. Okay, fine. You know, you go for it, I guess.
Alright.
You gotta call who's doing, who's what, though.
Yeah. We'll go with the order that is in the channel. We'll go with Ethan is one and two. I'll be three and four, and Noah will be five and six.
Alright.
That is me?
I don't know about this one, guys. Wait a minute. Hey, conveniently, this was his idea. Wait a minute. Hang on a minute.
This is bullshit.
This was John's idea that we like. He's like, oh, I got to roll the dice. I'll just do it in the order that we're in. And I'm like, okay. And then like we wait 3 seconds of silence, and then oh, it's me. Like, wait a minute.
All right.
We'll allow it. I mean, John's doing the outro anyway, so.
Yes.
Well, I don't need him. Because I just, I mean, it was
you rolled a dice. There's no winner.
No one wins.
The winner is the celebrity we talked about because they have infinite money.
Yeah, so do too. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. We hope it provoked a conversation and made you laugh along the way. If you want to find us, you can find me over at Twitch on Jeevan Stevens, as well as on YouTube. Same name, Jeevan Stevens. I've got plenty of great videos in my backlog that are on there, and I've been streaming kind of inconsistently because of school, because it's been real stressful. But I'm doing stuff over there. If you want to find Ethan, you can find him at FlabsXC Gaming over on YouTube, and Noah at NoahDog5434 on Instagram. And if you would like to check out our Patreon, you can go check out that. It's also called The Provokers. There are multiple tiers that allow you to get special awards and perks. And each of the tiers range from 1 to 100 and have their own unique perks as you go along. And the higher tier you buy, the stuff you get from it. So if you just want to spend $1, you'll get the access to the Patreon-only Discord server, as well as if you spend it. Get access to that. So you can come hang out with us there. And you can also check out the extended cut episodes. They are usually like half an hour long. The first couple are $3, and then after that they're $5. So it doesn't really matter which one you order. If you want to buy one, you don't have to listen to them in order. There's no rhyme or reason to what we do there. It's just like kind of fun little side stuff that's not going to fit a full episode. And thank you guys for watching. We'll see you guys next time.
Fucking bullshit.